local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we say hello and a happy Wednesday. It is December 20th, 2023, 5 days away from Christmas. Thank you so much for tuning in to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. A busy Wednesday here, and get started right away here with our full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Traffic line is always open, 850-262-6111, as is the text line, 850-437-1620. Top three stories today. Most of Gaza's population has been displaced as the Israel-Hamas war continues. The political leader of Hamas is in Egypt today, talking with leaders about the Israeli hostages as well as a possible ceasefire. This comes after Israeli President Isaac Herzog said that the country is willing to engage in talks for another humanitarian pause. Last night, the UN Security Council failed to agree on a ceasefire resolution. Our other two top three stories, both involving local trials. A guilty verdict today for Keith Agee, the man accused of fatally shooting the mother of his two-year-old daughter inside the Home Depot store in August. The 20-year-old will spend the rest of his life after his conviction for first-degree premeditated murder. Agee testified yesterday that he went to the store to confront Brooklyn Sims after testing positive for an STD. Today in court, Channel 3 cameras in the courtroom talking about what you're going to hear is a prosecutor presenting documents to a judge via text messages from Sheila Agee that reveal that Brooklyn Sims actually had not tested positive for an STD.
The very last page, it just shows that Brooklyn actually did not have gonorrhea. And I know in the grand scheme of things it doesn't matter, but we just wanted to give Ms. Sims a little bit of dignity.
If you didn't catch that last part, Sims not testing positive for gonorrhea. Also, prosecutors wanted to provide her with dignity in the obviously that she was not alive to defend herself on that, but she did not test positive for an STD. Agee said yesterday that when Sims turned her back towards him and started walking away, he pulled his gun from his waistband and shot her. Of course, his mother, Sheila, is also accused of not only knowing about his plans, but helping to orchestrate them, and she'll next appear in court today. The other big story here locally involving the man accused of shooting Carla Williams to death inside Pensacola Fitness last year. According to Channel 3, 41-year-old Kenan Farrow entered a plea of guilty today, and he will receive the mandatory sentence of life in prison on January 25th. There was a December 13th hearing in which Judge John Simon ruled that Farrow was competent to stand trial. 2 days later, he pleads guilty. Back on May 24th of last year, Farrow walked into the gym and shot Williams, who is his ex-girlfriend, while she was working out. Those are our top three stories here on a Wednesday. Looking at some other of our local headlines here. Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream teaming up with a local bookstore to distribute copies of banned books yesterday. The company says that they have been on a statewide tour featuring banned books and giving out free ice cream for those that want to come up and pick up a book and talk about social issues.
I mean, we've also been in Tampa, Miami, Melbourne, didn't make it to Jacksonville because of weather, but Tallahassee. But yeah, I think Pensacola was definitely on the list because of all the issues with the school board.
That's the tour manager, Dan Bookmiller, who says the company lures people with ice cream to get them to talk about the social issues. Of course, Escambia County Schools has been at the forefront of that controversy since the statewide parental rights in education law was passed. Also here in Flomaton, police say that they're looking for a man that they say has been passing counterfeit money. Name is Aaron Madison. He's wanted on warrants of passing counterfeit bills, theft, and criminal mischief. Officers say he's causing a lot of trouble in the area, and they're asking that if you have information on his whereabouts, you're asked to contact Flomaton Police. Escambia Schools, we told you last week that the State Board of Education released out the district grades a week ago, and a B for the district. However, several elementary schools were in the bottom 10% compared to the rest of the state. P&J report shows that only 10% of the 1,800 elementary schools across the state received a score of under 100 points, seven of those here in Escambia County. Brentwood, Ensley, and O.J. Sims earned D grades. Meanwhile, Montclair, Warrington, and Lincoln Park and Global Learning Academy all received failing grades. This was the first year for the new testing method, and the scores are only intended to provide a baseline. 4:15 right now, we will check in with Austin for the first time this afternoon for an update on our roads and weather. Austin, good to see you today, as always.
Right back at you, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
I'm officially off today, or after today. Mm-hmm. 7:01, I am off for a week.
Ah, very nice. All right, so getting our first traffic and weather update of the show today. It's brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we do have some issues here and there. Most notably, if you're traveling on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, expect some issues there. It's already very backed up. Also, East Olive Road, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, we've got some congestion there. Same can be said about the intersection of East Burgess Road and North Palafox Street. That is getting backed up as well. North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road or southbound towards Airport Boulevard, those are looking pretty rough at the moment. Going over to Santa Rosa County, we had some issues on Caroline Street if you were traveling westbound towards Chemukla Highway. And also, if you are traveling westbound trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we do have some backups developing on Caroline Street over there as well.
All right, thank you. Texter also just chiming in. Highway 98 westbound towards Gulf Breeze from Avalon backed up for quite a few miles. Nobody's going anywhere, and no idea why. So that in as well. Again, text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 2626-111. Channel 3 First Warning weather.
Cool temperatures again for the overnight hours. It depends on where you are, though. Along the coastal zones, low temps will be in the 40s. Head inland, and again, mid to low 30s possible for those areas. During the day Thursday, we'll get some sun and some clouds, kind of a mix. Highs will be a little bit warmer, up in the low 60s. And jumping ahead to Christmas, again, we are calling for a high rain chance both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Not sure I'm a fan of the high rain chances for Christmas Day. Today, a day like today or yesterday would be more like it for me. We're at 53 degrees right now, clear overnight with a low of about 42. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, a pretty bizarre one in South Florida. The NAACP is criticizing a Florida daycare for its lesson on Rosa Parks. The parents of a black child at the daycare in St. Cloud called the NAACP after seeing pictures this month of their two-year-old daughter portraying the civil rights icon. The girl's father says one photo showed her with her hands behind her back next to a white child that was dressed as a police officer.
I can't believe this is happening to our daughter. I was just like, there's no way they're doing this in a two-year-old classroom. What I keep reliving in my mind is the look on our daughter's face.
Another photo shows the child being fingerprinted. The girl's mother says there are a million other ways they could have taught about Parks that would have been age-appropriate. The daycare says it deeply regrets the incident.
And a Florida abortion rights group is planning to make its next move by the end of the month in its fight to get an amendment on the 2024 ballot. Floridians Protecting Freedom says it's confident it has enough signatures to qualify by the February deadline. The amendment would still need to receive approval from the state Supreme Court before voters will decide on whether to protect abortion access in the state.
A man who reportedly thought a child was possessed by a demon is dead after he was shot and killed by Highlands County Police. Authorities say several people, including 39-year-old Richard Hamm, were burning the belongings of the 9-year-old boy yesterday afternoon. Investigators say Hamm even put the child inside the fire, but he was able to safely escape. Hamm is accused of swinging a metal rod and hitting a deputy as well before he was fatally shot.
My goodness. Governor Ron DeSantis is reacting to the decision made by the Colorado Supreme Court last night. After Donald Trump was banned from the 24 Colorado primary ballot, DeSantis says it clearly violates the Constitution because Trump hasn't been convicted of any crime.
Could we just say that Biden can't be on the ballot because he let in 8 million illegals into the country and violated the Constitution, which he has?
Obviously, DeSantis is not the only critic of this decision by Colorado Supreme Court. Trump also himself says that he will swiftly appeal the decision, taking it to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Also, the proposed $114 billion budget is now in the hands of the state legislature. Karen Curtis with more.
Florida House Speaker-designate Daniel Perez says the governor's proposed budget is $4.6 billion less than last year's and includes $1.1 billion in tax relief for Floridians.
The House and the Senate have to go through the committee process in order to finalize the real budget, which eventually gets signed or vetoed on a line item basis by the governor. Now we'll do our part in the House and we'll start to comb through what we believe should be the final budget and then eventually in 60 days come up with a final product.
Perez says next year's proposed budget also includes $16.3 billion in reserves, which can safely cover any unforeseen economic issues. Karen Curtis, Miami.
All right. Thank you very much. 420 right now. We'll take a break. Coming back, a look at our national headlines on Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Okay, next time you're at the store, I dare you to not think about the unmistakable fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring. Yeah, you heard me. I want you to resist picturing a shower filled with those sensational Irish Spring suds. And if you succeed, well, you got what my gramps used to call resolutitude. Not a real word, but let's be honest, you're probably going to end up leaving with Irish Spring because of its irresistible scent and because you have zero resolutitude. Pick up Irish Spring at Walmart today.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of their delicious southern sides. Backed by popular demand, every Thursday is Shrimp-tastic Thursday, featuring $5 off their popcorn shrimp dinner or all-you-can-eat popcorn shrimp dinner. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where southern and seafood meet.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Joy to the world, the Lord
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 4:25 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. So there was several things to cover on our last traffic update. One of the big ones, and this is one that we had a text in about, I believe, if you are traveling on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area, that is heavily backed up at this moment. It has seemed to start to break up a little bit, but they're still dealing with a lot over there. As for actually in Pensacola, if you are traveling on Brent Lane westbound towards North Davis Highway, expect some issues there. Same can be said if you are traveling southbound on North Davis towards the intersection with Airport Boulevard. East Burgess Road, if you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, that is looking kind of backed up at the moment. And Pine Forest Road still giving us a lot of issues. If you are traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, that is severely backed up right now. Scratch that. I was about to cover on Caroline Street traveling westbound over Blackwater River, but the congestion is not too bad over there at the moment.
Chilly weather again overnight with lows down in the 40s for most coastal areas. Take it inland and it will be colder with lows potentially in the mid to low 30s. During the day Thursday, a little warmer with highs in the low 60s. Sun and clouds in the skies Thursday. We continue to have a pretty high rain chance on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 53 degrees right now, down to 42 overnight tonight. Just joining us, top three stories. The leader of Hamas is in Egypt talking with leaders about the hostage situation as well as a possible ceasefire. And Israeli President Isaac Herzog says the country is willing to engage in talks for another humanitarian pause. Also, a couple of big stories here locally. Number one, Keith Agee, the man accused of fatally shooting Brooklyn Sims inside the Home Depot in August, found guilty and sentenced to mandatory life in prison. Also, Kenan Farrow, the man accused of shooting Carla Williams inside Pensacola Fitness last year, he pleaded guilty today. He's due to be sentenced on May 24th of January 25th of next year. National headlines: a vote on President Biden's request for Ukraine aid will have to wait until next year. Congress this week was not able to strike a deal on funding for Kyiv and border security before Christmas.
And Donald Trump says that he will swiftly file an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court after the Colorado Supreme Court ruled to ban him from the state's 2024 presidential ballot. Once the appeal is filed, Trump's name will automatically remain on the ballot until it is resolved. Trump had won earlier similar cases in Michigan and Minnesota.
The U.S. and Venezuela reportedly agreeing to a prisoner exchange. Reports say Venezuela has agreed to release 36 people, including at least 8 Americans, in exchange for a close ally of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. CBS News reports some of the Americans who will be released have been designated as wrongfully detained by the State Department.
And border agents in Eagle Pass, Texas, say that on a single day last week, a record 14,000 migrants showed up. That's roughly half of the population of the border town.
There's more people in the pipeline, and I suspect Christmas will be worse than today, and New Year's will be worse than today. We're going the absolute wrong direction.
Republican senators in Washington are tying any aid to Ukraine to the border crisis.
A terrible story in New Jersey. The FAA and NTSB are investigating a news helicopter crash that killed a pilot and photographer. Authorities say the 6 ABC Action News Philadelphia helicopter had taken off from Northeast Philadelphia Airport to an assignment at the Jersey Shore, and they were headed back when it went down yesterday evening.
And a man from Washington State is being accused of luring people to their deaths with tales of buried treasure. 40-year-old Richard Bradley is facing 4 murder charges for allegedly luring victims into a wooded area south of Seattle to help him find buried gold, and then he'd allegedly kill them, bury them, and steal their vehicles. King County prosecutors claimed that after each murder between 2019 and 2021, Bradley would take the victim's vehicle and be seen driving it around for hours or days after the alleged crime.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on military promotions is officially over.
It was a very good outcome, one that should not have been necessary. But now that the holds have been lifted and these nominees confirmed, I hope this never happens again.
That's Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, as the Senate confirmed 11 top military nominees after Tuberville agreed to end the blockade following pressure from his own party.
And the FBI says hundreds of false bomb threats made to Jewish facilities over the weekend likely came from outside of the United States. The Anti-Defamation League says that over 400 Jewish facilities have received false bomb threats over email since Saturday. The FBI went on to say that the perpetrators appear to be connected because of similar language in the emails.
All right, 4:30 right now. That'll do it for our national headlines coming up. Taking a look at what's going on in the world of sports. College football fans, obviously, following today as it's kind of taken over as the official national signing day, the early signing period. So we'll see what the top classes are. Also, a big report from ESPN regarding Florida State as far as their discussions on what they want to do with the ACC.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Chicago's expressing outrage that Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has flown migrants from the southern border to the Windy City. Fox's Bill Malugin reports.
His office telling me all of them signed those voluntary consent waivers to go to Chicago like they do with the busing program. Keep in mind, this flight happened after Chicago's mayor, Brandon Johnson, went after Governor Abbott, saying he's, quote, attacking the country over his migrant busing program.
U.S. airports also very crowded. Fox's Madison Scarpino is at Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta.
We spoke to some travelers today who are glad they left early.
I was like, let me go right before everybody leaves, and I'm going to come back after everybody's back.
I was expecting a little more traffic, so we rushed to get here early.
Looks like we missed the rush time.
Transportation officials expect a record number of Americans to travel by air this holiday season. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Better than expected quarterly results on both the top and bottom lines out of Micron Technology. Reporting after today's close, the chipmaker posted a smaller than expected fiscal first quarter loss and revenue of nearly $4.75 billion that handily topped analysts' estimates. Micron also issued a bullish forecast for the current quarter, sending shares up 4.5% in after hours trading. Oil companies, including Chevron, BP, and Hess today, offered $382 million for drilling rights in the Gulf of Mexico after courts rejected the Biden administration's plans to scale back the sale to protect an endangered whale species. The auction was the last of several offshore oil and gas lease sales mandated under the 2022 climate law. U.S. stocks took a tumble today, the market's December rally taking a pause. The Dow Jones Industrial sliding 476 points, the NASDAQ down 225, the S&P 500 eased 70. That's Your Money Now.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
'Twas the yikes before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring. Except Larry. See, the stockings weren't hung by the chimney with care, 'cause Larry's wallet was empty, with no time to spare. So he went to Jackson Hewitt for a holiday loan, got money so fast, he rejoiced and went home. Avoid the yikes before Christmas. Go to Jackson Hewitt before it's too late. Get up to $1,000 fast, minus the wait.
Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Join News Radio 92.3 as we celebrate and share Christmas together with the annual News Radio 92.3, a Pensacola Christmas concert, starting at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and running all the way through Christmas Day. It's a Pensacola Christmas tradition, celebrating local voices and warm spirits. Hear local choirs, symphonies, and musicians playing their favorite holiday music. A Pensacola Christmas concert starts 6 p.m. Christmas Eve right here on News Radio 92.3.
Brought to you by Cadell & Company and Howard Young Flooring.
This is Zach Gale with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. Ja Morant returned from his 25-game suspension and reminded everyone how great he is by hitting the game-winning bucket in a 34-point effort against the Pelicans. Morant was suspended after flashing a handgun on social media multiple times. After the game, Morant screamed that he kept his receipts too. What receipts did Morant keep, though? Because most are hoping that Ja stops his off-court antics, because when playing, he's one of the best in the NBA. I'm Zach Gale.
Get the home field advantage every time with Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. Whether you're a student athlete working toward your championship dreams or your team's biggest fan, Fairfield by Marriott has everything you need to get ready for game day, from comfortable guest rooms to complimentary hot breakfast. Fairfield is part of the Marriott Bonvoy portfolio of hotels and official hotel partner of the NCAA. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your next game day stay.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life, especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want, finally. And now every day this season, unlock 20% off your total when you get any small, medium, or large Frosty in the Wendy's app. So order something from your own wish list this year.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's with app offer and registration. Applies to menu items only. Taxes and fees excluded.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. And on the Pensacola Morning News right now, well, guess what? I'm on vacation. So Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'll be back shortly. But in the meantime, I've got some really good, high-quality friends who are filling in for me. Anna Higgins, a great lawyer, works on life issues and lobbying. And Craig Heinzman, of course, with Marcus Baptist Church, a community outreach pastor. And also John Hutchinson, of course, formerly with Gulf Power and many other things since then. Their segments and also all of our prior stuff is available on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
What does Christmas mean to you?
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and at Christmas, what I think of is the original greatest miracle of God becoming flesh and living among us, a gift of incomparable size that we were given, and out of appreciation for which we give gifts to each other. Merry Christmas from all of us here at News Radio 92.3.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. So looking around Pensacola and the surrounding areas here, Pine Forest Road is still giving us some trouble if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, though it doesn't appear to be too bad at the moment, relatively speaking. If you are traveling westbound on East Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street, that has remained rather steadily backed up. So if you're in that area, look out there. The congestion on Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, has only increased. And also there's a bit more if you're traveling further westbound towards North Palafox Street. On North Davis Highway, if you're traveling southbound towards the intersection with Airport Boulevard, that is looking rather problematic as well. Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, that general vicinity, expect some backups. We've been dealing with a lot there so far. And those are the biggest hitters in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. If any congestion is holding you up at this moment that's not in those areas, it hopefully shouldn't do so for too long.
All right, thank you so much. Taking a look at our Channel 3 First Warning weather forecast.
Cool temperatures again for the overnight hours. It depends on where you are, though. Along the coastal zones, low temps will be in the 40s. Head inland, and again, mid to low 30s possible for those areas. During the day Thursday, we'll get some sun and some clouds, kind of a mix. Highs will be a little bit warmer, up in the low 60s. And jumping ahead to Christmas, again, we are calling for a high rain chance both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Right now it is 53 degrees, mostly clear overnight with a low of 42. Austin, what's happening in the world of sports today?
Well, Joe, I'm glad you asked. Today is the early, quote unquote, National Signing Day, which has taken over as the main one. According to ESPN's rankings, Georgia has the top class, followed by Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, and Texas. Not much of a surprise there. And
didn't see Wake Forest on that top five.
No, I didn't. But you know what? I didn't expect to. To be fair, we're not great, but we're self-aware. I will say though, that really just shows how big conference realignment, how big that is, because now all those teams are in two different conferences.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's right.
And speaking of conference realignment, Joe, this is the other thing you hinted at. ESPN reporting that Florida State has renewed in-depth discussions about its future in the ACC after getting left out of the college football playoff. The report says the snub was the last straw among many at the university and trustee members. I mean, you and I, we called that.
Oh, yeah.
That was a no-brainer.
Yeah. That was the initial thinking, especially after the conversation that the trustees had back in the summer.
Yeah. They were the most vocal ACC team about, we don't like this. It's a bummer. And men's college basketball, we got a triple header on ESPN tonight, starting at 6 o'clock. Number 10, Baylor, takes on number 21, Duke, followed by number 11, North Carolina, and number 7, Oklahoma, at 8. And then the late game, it's Alabama and number 4, Arizona, at 10. Man, for once, Alabama's the underdog in something. How about that?
Mm. Yeah. I'm not sure. Back when in my my teens and most of my 20s, I was much more into college basketball than I am now. I'm really at the point where I used to watch maybe a game or two a week to let me know when it's conference tournament time, and then I'll watch, you know, a few games and then fill out my bracket. But in Alabama was a big story, of course, with Brandon Miller last year and how they were able to ascend to the top of the rankings. Obviously, I know, you know, North Carolina's, you know, pretty good for Arizona and Alabama. So yeah, I mean, the usual suspects are towards the top of the rankings, as one might expect. By the way, local sports news here: Wade McKinney is the new head football coach at Pensacola High School. He most recently served as the offensive coordinator for Pine Forest. So obviously coming from a great program under Coach Absolutely. Tony Carter there. We'll see. I mean, I obviously have a lot of hope that he can restore the Tigers, one of the state's most historic programs. They have certainly fallen on hard times here in recent years, we'll see if McKinney is able to right the ship on that. So, but good for him getting the opportunity to turn it around.
Yeah, absolutely.
4:42 now. Taking a look at what's going on in health, business, and science notes today. Austin, big one for you here, because I know that you already do this.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
I don't know. Don't ask how I know this, but I do know this.
I just don't even know what you're gonna say.
Health experts say sleeping naked can promote a good night's rest.
Okay.
Well, I just know it's like, you know, you come in so refreshed every afternoon, and you're just a bowl of energy around here. And I was thinking, you know what? I bet he sleeps naked.
Nice save.
Studios have shown that keeping cool can help you fall asleep faster.
I believe that.
With the ideal bedroom temperature somewhere between 60 and 67 degrees. I'm going to say that again so my wife can hear that. ideal bedroom temperature somewhere between 60 and 67 degrees, not 76.
Mm-hmm.
Cooling your body also promotes better sleep quality. My mom also needs to hear that, because they like to operate their house much like a terrarium would be operated. Gotcha. But as far as the cooling your body promotes better sleep quality, healthier skin, and has even been linked to less stress and anxiety. So
very nice. Rite Aid is banned from using facial recognition after the Federal Trade Commission found it used it recklessly.
I saw this. It's kind of weird. Funny and weird and Kind of sad.
I was about to say, kind of sad at the same time. The drugstore chain and the FTC reached a settlement after a complaint alleged it was using AI-based software to profile shoppers, quote, deemed likely to engage in shoplifting or other criminal behavior and keep them out of stores. Yeah, good luck with that.
So that's...
What?
Maybe they're just looking at facial tattoos. I don't know what you would be able to make of facial recognition. I don't know. Maybe it's when I hear of recognition, maybe they were able to determine if this face looked like they had mugshots that were publicly viewable. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think.
Or if this is just profiling people based on
external
factors. I don't know what.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. A store to say, you're not allowed in here because you look like you commit
you
crimes.
You look like somebody who would.
That is so stupid.
What do you mean? I'm a well-dressed scholar from Harvard. Your face just looks off.
You look shady.
A study out of Princeton is linking unaffordable rent and dying sooner. Mm. Researchers working with the U.S. Census data discovered that people who paid 50% of their income on rent were 9% more likely to die over the next 20 years than people who paid 30% towards rent. Those who shelled out 70% of their income were 12% more likely to die sooner. Princeton team says unaffordable rent causes people to cut back on other essential spending like food, medicine, and doctor's visits, which can impact health outcomes. I would also just say just the day-to-day stress of spending 70% of that's what we call house poor in the words of Dave Ramsey.
So. Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, just being stressed by it. I mean, so constantly.
Yeah.
4:45 here, we'll get another check of the roads and weather. The roads, we've got some congestion dying down a little bit, but there's still a lot to report on. If you are traveling westbound on East Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street, that is still backed up. It seems like it has lessened, though. Same cannot be said about Brent Lane. If you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway and even a bit further west towards North Palafox Street, you're going to have some issues in that area. Airport Boulevard, if you're coming from North Davis Highway, that's still that's getting increasingly backed up as well. And North Davis Highway traveling southbound towards Airport is still looking severely backed up a bit closer to the intersection there. And then a lot of the congestion that we were dealing with on Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, that I was about to say it's lessened. It's actually transitioned. It's a bit closer to the Tiger Point area now.
All right.
Yeah. But then lastly, Caroline Street in the Milton Pace areas, still looking good. We do have some congestion reestablishing itself if you're coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton. But hopefully that won't get too severe.
All right, thank you very much for that. Channel 3 First Warning Weather. We're going to have clear skies overnight for the most part, 42. Warming up to 62 tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. Good day there. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight with a low of 48. On Friday, 64 with mostly cloudy skies and a low of 50 on Friday night. That's how the work week will finish out there. Also here in some health business and science notes today, Sirius XM being sued for allegedly trapping customers in subscriptions and making it difficult for them to cancel. This suit filed by New York Attorney General Letitia James after an investigation found the company forced its subscribers to call or chat online with an agent to cancel a subscription, then deliberately draws out those interactions as part of its strategy.
And we've got some good news and bad news if you own a Tesla. The good news is Joe will think you're cool.
That's right.
The bad news is Austin won't. But even worse news, you're more likely to get into an accident. Hmm. A recent study of 30 car brands shows that Tesla drivers had the highest accident rates over the last year. Tesla drivers had 24 accidents per 1,000 drivers. Ram and Subaru were close behind. Mercury apparently has the best drivers, while BMW drivers were most likely to drive under the influence.
All right, some fun pop culture notes today. Ryan Gosling giving Barbie fans an early Christmas gift. So the actor teamed with Barbie the Album producer Mark Ronson to release Ken the EP today. It features three new versions of the wildly popular song I'm Just Ken from this summer's biggest movie. The new renditions include a holiday version, acoustic version, and a dance version of the song. I noticed that that's your new ringtone today.
Yeah, I wish you hadn't called. Fandango is out with its list of most anticipated movies of 2024. Topping the list is Deadpool 3, which will star Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, Beetlejuice 2, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, Dune Part 2, and Venom 3 round out the top five. I was about to say three rounds of
Venom, yeah. I mean, yeah, that kind of could have been there. Also, The Guardian putting together a list of the top 25 best Christmas films, and it sucks. They had number one, The Muppet Christmas Carol. Not that I have any issue with The Muppet Christmas Carol. It's just not the best Christmas movie of all time. Followed by Tangerine. Never heard of it.
Me neither.
The Apartment. No idea what that's about.
Me neither.
Gremlins.
That's not a Christmas movie.
And Carol, rounding out the top five. Number six, Meet Me in St. Louis was there. It's a Wonderful Life, number eight. Elf, number nine. One thing they did get right is that Christmas Story was nowhere on the top 25.
What's up with the hesitation? What was that about?
I didn't know how you would react to that.
Are you sure it's not because you're changing the script right now?
No, that was it was a Christmas Story, but I had it in the script as Home Alone 2. But I typed in Home Alone because that's another story in the script that I just had on my mind. It was a Christmas Story that is not anywhere near there.
I got you. All righty. 4:50, we will take a quick break. Wacky, weird stories and some good news to round out the hour when we get back here to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test? DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their seven locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost. Pass the jar.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
Secret offers. Guaranteed returns. Over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit FLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just about 4:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather. Several areas to report on so far this hour, and that appears to still be the case currently. We do have some slight backups if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, but it's not too severe at the moment. East Burgess Road still giving us some slight issues if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Airport Boulevard and North Davis Highway, that intersection getting very backed up on both streets at the moment. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis and even further westbound towards North Palafox Street. That is still considerably backed up as well. We've still got some issues here and there if you're traveling on Gulf Breeze Parkway eastbound towards the Tiger Point area. And if you are experiencing congestion anywhere else, hopefully it will not hold you up for too long.
All right. Final check with Alan Strum this hour on the weather.
Cool temperatures again for the overnight hours. It depends on where you are, though. Along the coastal zones, low temps will be in the 40s. Head inland, and again, mid to low 30s possible for those areas. During the day Thursday, we'll get some sun and some clouds, kind of a mix. Highs will be a little bit warmer, up in the low 60s. And jumping ahead to Christmas, again, we are calling for a high rain chance both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 53 degrees right now. Clear overnight for the most part with a low of 42. All right, so we were talking about Christmas movies a little bit last segment and had some fun facts about Home Alone that you may not be aware about. Some of them you may know. Austin, did you know that Macaulay Culkin's famous scene where he reacts to aftershave was improvised?
No,
director Chris Columbus says that it was done on the first take. Culkin held his hands on his cheeks and screamed. A natural reaction would have been to move the hands right away due to the burning sensation, which is what the director wanted, but that's not how it turned out, and they loved it so much they kept it in there.
Okay.
Also, John Candy was only on the set for one day, and he improvised pretty much all of the scenes that he was in. Columbus says none of that stuff was in the script, especially his funeral parlor story.
Yeah, he was good in that.
Yeah, speaking of John Candy, his appearance was actually a favor to the producer, and he received the minimum pay rate that the studio agreed to. The guy who played the Little Nero's pizza delivery boy even made more than he did.
Wow.
Robert De Niro was originally considered for the role of Harry, but he turned it down. Joe Pesci would later say that he did his best to avoid Culkin on the set so that he would actually be afraid of him.
Smart.
So that's a pretty interesting fact there. Daniel Stern, the actor who plays Marv, agreed to letting a real tarantula being put on his face, but only for one take. I would not have let a real tarantula on anywhere near my face.
That's fair.
His famous scream, though, actually was not real. He mimed it so he wouldn't scare the spider. That's a good decision there.
Very smart.
And the scream was dubbed in later. So some fun facts there. Home Alone and Home Alone 2 are definitely the movies that I've watched the most here this Christmas season. I mean, they're always on and always fun and entertaining there. Wacky stories today. Slim Jim wants its car back. The customized yellow and orange Nissan Z that promotes the brand was stolen Saturday. The car, known as Fast Meat, was on a Chicago to Los Angeles tour with the WWE. LAPD is asking anybody with information about it to call the department.
Very well. And three Texas prison guards are accused of taking bribes from a drug cartel to smuggle cell phones, heroin, and fentanyl into the state's prisons. The deadly narcotics were sprayed onto paper, which was then sold to inmates for $1,000 a sheet. Jeez. A federal investigation found that the guards were pocketing thousands of dollars.
Good news today, a Sacramento man stumbled into a gold mine when he discovered his father's old baseball cards in the attic. John says his father, Red, kept more than 600 cards that date from 1919 to 1926 inside of a tobacco tin. The cards include over 20 Babe Ruths alone, along with Ty Cobb and Shoeless Joe Jackson. John's putting them up for auction soon, and experts say they'll likely go in the very high six figures. So lucky. that's awesome there. I'd keep one or two of them just for a piece of advice for John. You're going to want something. I mean, obviously, the money's going to be great. Just hold one or two of them mm-hmm. so you still have that connection and can be passed down. That's my best advice on that.
Smart.
4:59, we will take a 12-minute break or so. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. If you missed anything from hour number one, don't worry. We have you covered for two more hours with a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.